Hello and welcome to Zig When They Zag, a podcast for business leaders obsessed with growth.
Our third installment on What is Brand? Co-host Kevin Ring and I visit customer experience and brand distinctives. In other words, what elements of your brand do customers interact with and how do you make them memorable? We're finally starting to talk about design, logos, marketing materials, and customer service. You know, all the marketing stuff associated with branding. Enjoy!
Catherine was talking about Cassie's mom coming to visit, and she's like, she just has these amazing raps. And my mind immediately went to like, her mom is like this rap battle lady. And I was like, that is awesome. That seems totally on brand for Cassie's family in my mind.
They're very interesting people.
Yeah. But to be fair, what she meant was she's really great at creating decorative wrapping of
yes,
which is also true. On brand for Cassie. So
you're like, anyway. Oh okay, I'll take that too.
But it's great because I was like, oh, this is funny because I'm totally projecting my expectations in line with what I know about Cassie, right? Which is exactly what we're going to talk about today. Brand identity. So
that's right.
Welcome back to the blogcast or podcast for the people who are listening to this. I'm Kevin, your host. With me as always is Jessica, CEO of Hot Dog Marketing.
Hello.
We're excited to talk to you today about branding. This is part of our four-part series on what is brand. And the reason behind this... I think it's four. Listen, we'll if you would like and subscribe and maybe then become a client, we could afford maybe some production management assistance and not have to do these levels of snafu type unprofessionalism. But anyway, that's a problem you can help us solve later. Right now, we're talking about brand. And the reason why is because brand's a very important concept for businesses, especially as businesses grow up and the brand experience moves away from what maybe you as the owner and your core team of people are able to do in terms of the experience your customers have. Because as you grow up, you're going to need to entrust more people to do that. You're going to need to enlist the help of marketing to get the message out there, right? You need to invest as you grow up as a business in putting some scaffolding around your identity as a company. And so when we talk about brand, we talk about it as the experience of your business that isn't a direct customer interaction with someone working with you. So it's all of the indirect interactions that you have. So that could be your logo. That could be what someone talks about in terms of your experience. And so we've talked about brand as mission and values, right? What is the purpose behind what you do? And then we talked about it in terms of your value proposition. So what is the value that you create? Not the job that you do, but the value of what the customer experiences through you. What's the better future that they provide?
Yeah.
So that brings us to our third topic in this ongoing, maybe never-ending series, which is Jessica is going to introduce for us right now.
Oh, so we want to talk about how you create that customer experience with your brand that is an accurate reflection of the first two parts of this series, your mission, vision, and values and purpose, and what you're trying to get across for value proposition. So those things have to align. And so when I think about our company as an example, if you've ever been to our website, hotdogmarketing.net, you'll see we have a pretty fun website. We go to the about page and our headshots spin and there's GIFs behind our headshots. And we've got, not animated, but illustrations instead of a bunch of stock photography. You know, we are trying to, from a visual perspective, in that initial first impression, make customers feel like, oh, working with them is going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Because they also think those things about their business and that their growth is going to be exciting and fun and they want that kind of partner. They don't want a partner. We don't want clients that this feels like a real heavy weight to them, right? And we want them to be excited about the engagement. But I think that also when you talk about values and our personal mission and vision, right? So the internal part of it, we know that that's a big part of the positivity aspect, the mission to help fast-growing businesses. We want to make sure that was a part of our branding from the get-go. And so those things have to align the right way, and we're going to attract the right kind of customer. I've had feedback before from other CEOs that don't know our brand very well that said, you should maybe have a more serious name or a more serious website. And I'm like, I think people would be super disappointed once they start working with us. Yeah. They were hiring for something with that kind of brevity, you know, like we do serious work, but you know, we want to have fun along the way. And that was never a kind of company I wanted to work for. I don't want to work for that kind of company.
No.
So that's a huge part of that. So,
yeah. And what's interesting for me, so you may have noticed a little bit of emphasis around the word fun and the word positivity. One of our values is positivity. I know this because I'm an employee and I helped develop those values and codify them. So obviously I would never get that wrong. However, maybe in conversations with prospects, I talk about our value in terms of having fun, which it is an aspect of positivity. Mm-hmm. But it's important for me in sales to set that expectation, because honestly, it's a key element of how we work. We need to enjoy ourselves, because it, especially because of the creative aspects of what we do, we generate new ideas, new concepts for you. If mm-hmm. we don't enjoy ourselves, then the creative aspects of our brains get shut down. So mm-hmm. there's a scientific reason why working with us is fun. Yeah. Most of it has to do with the fact that Jessica's personality is really fun, and you can't help yourself but enjoy working with everybody who is part of this company. But for me, when I think about brand, mm-hmm. I'd love to kind of think about how, and maybe have you talk about how, when you were establishing your brand, mm-hmm. how did you come up with those elements, right? Because it wasn't as, I can't imagine you sat down one day and you're like, you know what? It's got to be fun. It's got to be based on dachshunds, because I love dachshunds. I really think the colors blue and orange. Blue is calming, while orange is the color of citrus. And so I really want to communicate that if you work with us, you'll be relaxed, but also be energized by the vitamin C. Yeah, like it's not that, right? That's mm-hmm. not the process. So tell me a little bit about brand and kind mm-hmm. of those distinctives. Like how did that happen? Is that an organic thing? Is it a forced process?
It's a little bit more of a forced process. I would say that when I started like all other companies, where you're just like, here's a logo, here's the website, let me go get some customers, see how this goes. And I talk about that period about 4 years ago where we went through with you the mission, vision, and values, and then talked to customers and, you know, really made a, put our flag in the ground and said, this is the kind of customer we're going for, you know, instead of trying to say we want to help all customers. We knew exactly who Mr. Hot Dog was, and we wanted to be very purposeful in attracting that kind of customer. So then we had to go back and look at all of the super fun materials we had. I mean, we're not short on fun ideas, but there's a couple of things that happened through that process. The messaging got more in line with how we were trying to position ourselves, a lot more clear cut, a lot more clear on who we were trying to work with. We looked at all the visual elements about our website and our, you know, event materials and our brochures and sales material, and said, how do we keep it fun, but get across that we have experience, that we are legitimate, that we've been around for a while now, that we're trustworthy, we're low risk, you know, all the things that we know Mr. Hot Dog cares about, but doing it in a visual way. So we added things like a darker shade of blue. We added a pattern to our materials. But if you look really closely at the pattern, it's a bunch of little fun dog things that are hidden back there, right? We made our illustrations less about the dog and more about what we do for customers. So a lot of those elements came in. And then as we evolved the website, some of the things that happened with our branding, like the fun about page that everybody talks about, is we realized that after we launched the new website, we were looking at traffic, and our highest converting page on the website is the About Us page. Yeah. People visit that page and then contact us from there. So we're like, we're going to go all in on the About Us page and think about all the ways we can really bring the brand out here. And so that's where the idea came around for some of the fun stuff you see on that page. There's an illustrated timeline of our history. Instead of writing it, we illustrated the whole thing from beginning to end, the rolling gifts, things like that. And then we looked at the customer experience and really tried to figure out, you know, where the friction was once we got them through the sales process, making sure that they continued to enjoy their experience. So we do everything from giving them lots of materials on what to expect. You know, we even set up a client success department that works with those customers during that process to make sure they feel supported and that they have a relationship here at the agency. We send out fun client gifts throughout the year to make sure they feel great about continuing to work with us. You know, we've set, like, it's processes, it's communication, it's that first impression stuff we do with the website and the marketing, but it all comes together to create the customer experience of our brand. And every time there's an opportunity to improve something in our business, we look at the brand first and see what would be an appropriate extension of that.
Yeah. So in summary, it's that easy.
It's that
easy. Good luck. I mean, it honestly is incredible when you think about the intentionality in thinking through how do these aspects of who we are as a business, right? Our values, our story, our value proposition, what we're trying to convey, the experience that the customer needs to understand they're going to have with us, then translates into every aspect of that interaction with your company that doesn't have to do with talking to an actual person, right? Your brand. So maybe talk to me a little bit about how you recommend and how we work with clients to take them through this process.
Yeah. So we're going to make the assumption that we've got the ideal customer here and they've gone through what we talked about in the last two episodes. And probably personally, as a strong leader would have established some mission and purpose with their company.
Yep.
They've got their eyes set on a vision of growth. So by the time they get to us, we've recommended maybe we do some customer discovery and we're trying to help them make sure that their value proposition is properly communicated, right? So they're working with you on talking to customers, talking to the sales team, and you bring all of that good information to us as the marketing team in collaboration with the client, right? Because we work together with them.
Yeah.
And then we take that information and we structure kind of two main strategic projects out of it. One is messaging strategy. The other one's visual strategy, visual brand strategy, which is different than getting a logo done, which we've talked about before is not really branding. But what we're trying to do is define the framework for how all of the marketing will get rolled out with a strong foundation. This is how you communicate this. These are the words you use. This is how your main message should be coming across as bold headlines on all your marketing materials. This is how you support that argument. This is what your customers want to see next. They want to see, I don't know, testimonials from another customer. So make sure you always include something like that in your marketing materials. We come up with a structure that is really personal to how their customers want to receive the information, which we know because they went through discovery and we talked to some of their customers.
Yeah.
And then the next process, we don't do the visual stuff until after we've gone through all of that process with messaging, because now all of that informs the design team on what the visual look should be. Is it clean? Is it fun? Is it edgy? Is it traditional? You know, how do we make it as simple as possible too? Because some interesting stats, by the way, is that you have to have your brand in front of somebody for a whole 10 seconds for them to remember it. And if the messaging is too hard to understand and the visual elements are too complicated or too generic, like they look just like somebody else's, or there's nothing kind of self-explanatory about what you're looking at, you're going to lose them. So you got to keep them there for 10 seconds, and it's got to be simple enough that they can maybe recognize it the next time they see it. Otherwise, you're not doing your job with all of these elements, right? In one of the presentations I do, the attention span of a goldfish is longer than the human attention span, right? Goldfish have about 9 seconds. We're at about 8. But your brand impression takes 10 seconds. So you're asking the human mind to do a little bit more work to remember you. The visual stuff's so important. And you have to have, you can't just do it yourself. I think you have to have a team of experts working on the visual branding part. Another piece of this that I used to tell clients all the time too is your customer's not just looking at you, they're looking at your competition. So if you have competition that has more sophisticated marketing materials, you can tell they've gone through this exercise before, your chances of winning are low. You've got to be at least on par with your competition as far as sophistication and how you're delivering your marketing. And so hiring a design team is, I think, a big part of that. And it's a well worthy investment. You know, we have companies that are 40, 50 years old that have worked with us. And this is an exercise they probably do every decade, right? In a decade, they're going to have to look at their stuff and go, enough has changed about our customer and the world that we need to evolve the way we look. Big brands do it all the time too, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's subtle, but you got to keep up with it.
Yeah.
And then we take all of that and your information about the customer journey and experience and give them recommendations on how to assert their brand at different points through the marketing to the sales part to the delight phase of having a customer. And, you know, hopefully they take our advice. What we can do is support them with good technology and good marketing materials along the way.
Yeah, and really fine tune it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I love that point about attention span. It's really true, right? So maybe talk me through kind of our process for walking customers through this, because honestly, after about 8 seconds, I stopped listening.
No.
No, it's really, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
It is really complex. But when you do it, when you align those things from mission and values to your value proposition to the customer expectations and experience and journey, you are enabled to then, with marketing, do so much lifting in terms of enabling great experiences, not just for sales. And I think this is a key thing that stood out to me in what you just said. A lot of customers think marketing stops once they become a client.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't. Marketing is the act of influencing your customers to make them better customers, right? And especially for us, like I'm a sales guy. The CEOs who are watching this, they are in sales. That's your primary job. It is a lot cheaper to get a sale through an existing client than through a new client.
That's right.
So why wouldn't you be investing in increasing their delight, increasing their satisfaction, getting to know what their needs are, expanding their awareness? I mean, so many times we hear conversations like, yeah, we would just love it if our customers knew that we did this service.
Yeah.
Like,
or when we ask, so how do you keep in touch with the customers and or partners that you get business from? And they go, sometimes I think to email them and I'll send them a little note. I'm like, I think that's great. But if you had a system to keep in touch with them and you were doing regular touch points and really extending your brand beyond just the just the website and that personal email you do occasionally, you can make a much bigger impact. You know, we're Platinum HubSpot partners. And so one of the things that I think is really interesting about HubSpot is they used to focus a lot on the sales funnel and how a marketing funnel supports that. And that was their primary model of explaining how marketing works and why HubSpot supports that. And what they recently changed to, which I have a similar model in some of the presentations we do for customers, is a flywheel model, where it's about attracting the customer. It's about having a really flawless sales experience and then retaining that customer and filling their that phase with delight and unexpected surprises, so that the word of mouth spreads so much faster. And so they're, you know, when they talk about the flywheel, they talk about putting pressure on that customer experience more than anything else, because they know that that's how you propel your growth.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stop after all of the wonderful digital marketing and website and sales experience stuff happens. You're like, that was a beautiful presentation and a beautiful proposal, and the website spoke to me and everything went really well, and now I'm a customer.
Yeah.
So what's next?
It's incredible too, when you think about how limited your views about your own business can be. Right. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite stories about hot dog marketing is we took on a client in the legal field, and traditionally legal is not that exciting. And there are some reasons why you can't really go all out, but the expectation of the brand experience is pretty dry. But for us, being able to work with this client to really uncover through discovery, not only their customer expectations, opportunities for delight to stand out, positioning so that they create a competitive advantage. But really then too, what the brand distinctives are, what's the story of the company, what is it actually like to work with these individuals, right? And I want to point out, it's important that your whole team knows a piece of that story, right? Your customer representative, their job and their experience with the customers is so different than what your production people is like, or what the accounting people is like. And that's the mosaic of what your brand is. And so part of our discovery is really to dig deep into understanding that. But through the simple process of injecting consistent brand, both in messaging and visual strategy, into their proposal process, we're able to increase the number of one business. That's not the right metric. Increase the number of wins because simply because their proposal stood out because they had color. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for branding that if you can figure out that alignment and then have the opportunity to think strategically about where to inject it, man, it will accelerate growth outrageously. That's why it's a key component for us.
I have an extension of that story that I think's applicable. That particular company, law firm, learned something from us about branding. And when they do their proposals, sometimes they send our photographer, Neil, out to that city to take pictures so they can use that those city photos in their proposal. So that looks like it's more customer centric.
Yeah.
And I think it's a brilliant thing that they learned from working with us and positioning themselves. And how they do that for how they earn business. It's so great.
What a great application. And it gets Neil out of the office for a couple of days. It's amazing. Sorry.
So for, you know, I think just to kind of wrap up this topic about the customer experience, it's complex. It starts with a strong foundation of messaging and visual branding. And then it's out, the output from that is a website. It can be the presentations. It can be the proposals. It can be the business cards. It can be the event materials.
It can be how you answer the phone.
Yeah, but it has to be the other stuff too, right? Yeah. It has to be how you stay in touch with your customers. Do you have customer events? Do you send them gifts? How are you keeping them engaged with the brand ongoing so that they can refer business. And that's ultimately what you want. That'll get you the most ROI out of all of your investments in marketing.
Yeah. I am a terrible B2B client personally because one, I'm in sales, right? And so I see it happening and I immediately go into analytical, like, oh, well, that's not going to work. Oh, that's really great. Like, I will listen to pitches just because I want to see them do it.
Yeah.
Not because I need it. And two,
now I know where to send the phone calls when they call.
Now we have a strategy for that, Bryant, and it's amazing. But the other part of it too for me is that I know when I'm ready to buy and when I'm not. And so I am not going to engage at all with any of the fake like pandering that a lot of marketing does. But when a client really shows that they know what I as a customer am going through and they resonate with me and that experience aligns, and especially after the fact when they do things that I wasn't expecting, I am blown away. And so there are three companies, if you ever want to call me up, there are three companies that throughout my adult life I will reference. Like, I will absolutely encourage anybody to do business with. One of them is a mattress company. I'll tell you the other two if you want to call me up. but seriously, like, it is amazing to me, who is turning into my grumpy old man dad, who basically is annoyed whenever anyone tries to talk to him.
Yeah.
That I will bend over backwards to tell people how great of an experience I had with these companies. So it really works.
Yeah, it really does work. And we've been blessed over the last 8 years that our customers refer a lot of our business. So, well, this was great. I hope we inspired some of our listeners slash viewers to think
slash
about
readers.
Slash readers.
To, in the future, when historians document this in the annals of hot dog marketing, don't limit your vision to the present, Jessica. Open your mind to the horizon of possibilities.
Yeah. And this is put into tablets.
I feel like I just ruined the ending to this whole podcast.
Yeah, we were so close to wrapping it up real neat.
I know. It was come off with such energy, too. Classic Kevin on brand, ruining things again.
Well, anyway, I hope we inspired people.
Yeah, next time.
How to do things differently and more aligned with their brand and how to discover what those things should be.
Yeah, and next time we'll wrap up this discussion on brand, talking about the equity. And we've done brand equity before, but we really want to bring it up because it is a flywheel, right? This is an ongoing investment in raising your awareness in the market so that you become the known, right? The go-to whenever people have the problem that you solve.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We help you get there.
I love it. All right. I look forward to it. I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Conversation.
Or if you're listening to our podcast, you'll hear us later.
All right. See you later. Bye. Thanks for listening. Check us out on our website at hotdogmarketing.net/zigzag. You'll find more information and you can watch the video series there. You can tweet me anytime at Jessica_markets. Rate us and find more episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again.